Bless somebody. Amen. I want you to go to the book of Luke chapter 8, verse 40 to 48. Luke chapter 8, verse 40 to 48. It's good to see the men singing, amen. The men singing is just like the black notes on the keyboard. If you mix it with a white note, it sounds better, amen. So please understand that we just play the black notes today. Praise the Lord. One thing I like about the men is they said, in spite of our voice, we will sing. And I thank God that we are not singing to you, we're singing to God. And I saw the Lord dancing in his throne. Praise the Lord. What a joy. In the book of Luke chapter 8, there is a profound story there that we know. And oftentimes, we get to become too familiar with the scriptures that God wants to speak to us through. And we tend to say that we know it all. But I want to plead with you, let's look at the book of Luke carefully, chapter 8, verse 40 to 48, and you will understand why I'm saying this. We've used the story for some 2 weeks now, and we are on the third part of the series. The Bible says it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Zacchaeus. And he was a ruler of the synagogues, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people trod him. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in the verse number 43, a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physician, neither could be healed of any, and came behind him and touched the borders of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denying, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude trod thee and pressed thee and said, thou who touched me." And Jesus said, "Somebody has touched me, for I perceive that a virtue has gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and fell down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And she said unto her, Jesus said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort." Come on, say comfort. Another word for comfort, be of good cheer, be happy. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in war in peace. I'm trusting God to be able to finish today. And so if I finish today, it means that the men will borrow 15 minutes of your time. Praise the Lord. I want you to look at the face of your neighbor as a neighbor. Pain producing power. Say, neighbor. Pain producing power. Pain producing what? Power. There is nothing wrong with the pain producing power. God knows you will go through pain that will produce power. He knows it. Most Christians don't want to go through pain. And most especially, most Christians will also tell you that they don't want to fight. They don't want to do what? They don't want to fight. But I read my scripture, we say, fight the good fight of all, of faith. So it is not all fight that are good, but certain fight are not profitable. Praise God. When David fought against Goliath, don't tell me fighting is wrong. Fighting for what belongs to you is right. The Bible says we're wrestling not against flesh and blood. These are fighting words. So I said to myself, pain means a feeling or a physical suffering caused by injury or illness, etc. So there are certain pain that are not necessarily on your flesh, on your body, but they are called emotional pain, psychological pain. A distressing sensation in a particular part of the body. Then I had to go and check the meaning of power. Come on, say power. The ability or the capacity to do something or act in a particular way. There are certain pain you go through that cause you to conform to a particular posture that causes you to receive victory. So pain, sometimes we haven't told our pain is evil. But certain time we go through pain just to reform us and to reshape us. Power also means a capacity or the ability to direct or influence the behavior of others or oneself or course of event. So there are certain pain you go through that causes you to develop the ability to influence something. Praise the Lord. And I personally define power to mean that having advantage over something. Power means having advantage over something. Do you understand my definition? There are certain things you can't gain advantage over until you overcome them. And how do I overcome them? In the process of overcoming, we go through pain or distress that makes you become a bit tired. It makes you become weak. It makes you feel like war, giving up. Our own Prime Minister Theresa May made a quote, and I quote here, he said, in tough times, everyone has to take their share of the pain. In tough time, everyone has to take their share of the war, of the pain. John C. Maxwell also made a quote, and I quote, he said, most people want to avoid pain and discipline in, He said, most people want to avoid pain and discipline is usually painful. Pain and discipline, these two words are usually, well, painful. Angela Duckworth says, if you are never able to tolerate a little bit of pain and discomfort, you will never get better. If you are never able to tolerate a little bit of pain and discomfort, you will never get better. And I also make a quote here. I said, until obeying becomes painful, you haven't yet started obeying for your greater gain. This is from Benjamin Asher. Until obeying becomes painful, you have not yet started obeying for your greater gain. Jesus, when he was born, it was enough pain. Do you know what it takes Jesus to leave heaven and come and be born on this planet Earth? It was painful for him to conform to a human body he created by himself. To enter into that body, it was painful. But I saw the level of intensity of his pain, not when he was born, not when he was 1 year to 30 years, but in Gethsemane, when it got to the highest level and he said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup run away from me. So there are level of pain. I don't think I'll finish this. I can't finish this. Amen. So we'll just release a bit and we'll go on. Amen. There are certain times of your life that you have to go through a bit of discomfort. And I made this quote because I was thinking about young folks, the youth. There are times when you are little like Hosanna and your parents want you to stop doing something, they can speak and you can stop. Because you haven't got what it takes to react. But when you are 15, 14, 17, 18, and your parents tells you don't go out, and you are still able to conform to that voice, it means you are obeying to gain a greater one. Amen. I remember when my parents told me to wash the dishes. If you were told to wash the dishes and you had nowhere to go, nothing to do, it is easy to do and obey. But when you have something, you have for yourself to do, and your parents tell you to wash the dishes, it comes with pain. Do you know what it takes for you? Listen to me, somebody. Am I not finished with this? If you always want to enjoy your butter and bread, if you always want to enjoy the best time and not go through pain or stress or anything, it means that you are at the point of your harvest. Praise the Lord. Now you must understand what I'm sharing here with you. Because it's critical for you to understand that everybody, when Brother Oke was giving his testimony, I like people giving testimony, but sometimes testimony, people make it look as if it just came on a silver platter. But he just told you that the glory that came about had to come about through some level of stress and some psychological stress, some disappointment, rejection. These are all symptoms of pain. And every now and then, if you want to do, that is why nowadays our generation in which we live in, our young folks, our parents, those who don't want to go through pain will not enjoy the pleasure of the future. Praise God. The place is too quiet as Father's Day. I will just look at the introduction here. Amen. Now you must understand that God is taking you through some pain. Say it, pain. Let me go back. I'm just introducing the subject. I'll finish in a few minutes. So I want to skip some point. Amen. Say to you, Pastor, skip some point. I'll come back to it. I want you to understand in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 26. I will come back to the main subject, but I'm introducing the subject today. We'll continue next week. In John, chapter 15, verse 26, this was what God laid upon my heart when I was sitting here, so it's not on the PowerPoint. The Bible said in John, chapter 15, verse 26, it said, "But when the Comforter comes, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me." Praise God. God gave us what we call the Comforter. Come on, say Comforter. Then I say, if he gave me the Comforter, which means that he's giving me somebody who will what? Who will comfort me. Then I have a daughter called Comfort, but I didn't check the meaning of comfort than today. So I went to check the meaning of comfort. It means a state of physical ease, freedom from pain or constraint. So it presupposes that there are times in my life when I'll go through some pain, that I will go through some rejection. That is why he took the privilege to give me a God who comforts me. Every now and then, when I used to be very young, and I'm still young, when I used to be in school, I wanted to watch telly every time. I wanted to play every time. I didn't want to I wanted to do whatever I wanted to do as and when I wanted to do it. But my parents constrained me and told me to study. At the point of telling me to study, it was painful because it is in contradiction to what I wanted to do. But little did I know that the pain that I'm going through today is going to pave way to me to give me power into my future. The power is the advantage into something. I wouldn't become a teacher I did not been the pain my teachers put me through. I wouldn't have become a teacher as my parent hadn't put me through what I became. If your parents can cook today, they were put under some level of pain, psychological pain. They wanted to have pleasure every time. But I came to tell somebody under the sound of my voice, there is a victory coming unto your life that God have decided to take you through some ordeal right now. And he said, I should tell you that the pain you're going through today is about to give you some power. Come on, shout power. I don't know who you're going through. I don't know who you are going through with. But God wants to take somebody through something. The woman with the issue of blood has gone through so much trouble. And sometimes your pain comes about through your trouble. And I know somebody under the sound of my voice is going through some turbulent time and going through some rejection, going through some disappointment, going through some accusation, going through some pain, going through some limitation, but I came to tell you that God sent me here to tell you everything you are going through, all of them is going to work together for your good, because you have chosen to love God. The Bible said the woman with the issue of blood, come on, shout blood. The blood there tells you that it's enough pain. There was a word that was used here. The Bible said in the verse number 43 to 44, it said, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which has spent all her living upon physician, neither could she be healed. Come on, say pain. Do you know what it takes? Feel it in my bones. Do you know what it takes to spend your money to get healed and not get healed? There is nothing wrong with spending your money on something that you presuppose and pre-know that it will give you redemption. And yes, you've invested all you could, and at the end of the day, it didn't give you what you expected. The Bible said there was a man and a family and a friends called, they were fishermen. And the Bible said Peter and his folks, the Bible said they have toiled the whole night. There is nothing wrong with toiling the whole night. But if you're able to catch something, it means it's worth it. But the Bible said they toiled the whole night and caught what? Nothing. They went through certain pain that was unprofitable. I am here to tell somebody here that every pain you are going through is about to cause you to jump and receive something you couldn't have received had it not been the pain. Come on, shout pain. Is somebody hearing me? The Bible said in the verse number 44 of the chapter 8, it said, and he came behind him and touched the borders of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. Then I said, I don't understand the word stanch. So I went to check the meaning of the word, and it means stop or restrict a flow of blood from a wound. Which means that her bleeding didn't just cause, her bleeding was not coming from the usual menstrual cycle or whatever it was. But the pain was so excruciating that it started causing her to have what I call pain. When there are sores there, it means it goes with pain. Can I preach like I feel it here? When the woman goes through their menstrual pain, and it is not the normal pain, but it comes as a result of certain pain, she preferred to be in bed. And the more she walk around, the more excruciating it becomes. But this woman said, I am willing to go through some pain, because if I touch the hem of his garment, I believe every pain I am going through is about to produce some power that will stop what couldn't have been stopped without my pain. I am here to tell somebody, God has taken you through some rejection. And those rejections rejection have come true because you have chosen to obey God. There are certain pain you go through that is unprofitable because they are not godly pain. But I'm here to tell you that when you go through pain for the sake of the gospel, it shall never be put to waste. The woman said, even though I've got pain, I am targeting the word of God. The Bible said, because of the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Another word for endure the cross means he went through the pain. I am here to tell somebody under the sound of my voice, what kind of pain are you going through? What kind of pain are you going through? The kind of pain that will bet a better tomorrow for you, or a useless kind of pain? Tap your neighbor and ask your neighbor, what pain are you going through? Oh, there is pain everywhere. Say to your neighbor, there is pain everywhere. I'll preach this message properly next week. But I'm here to tell you, if you want to be a man, then you must understand the criteria of what justifies and qualifies you to be a man. Because being a man is not just sitting in your house and eating and drinking and making people feel that you are just the boss of the house. But when you are a man in the Old Testament, when there are battles in the house, the women do the cooking and the men go to the battlefield. In our generation, we have men who do more cooking in the kitchen than doing more fight on the battlefield. But I'm here to tell you, our place is just the same as what God is doing. It said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It said, give us this day, who provide the daily bread. The Father occupies in the place of provision. I told you some time ago, the word Father means provider. Come on, shout provider. I am here to tell somebody that if you want to be a father, then you must go through some level of pain. The level of pain that is because you have decided to obey God. The woman with the issue of blood, she decided to go through some pain that opened a level of door for her. I am here to tell you on the day of Father's Day that there are some level of pain we go through as fathers that we can't explain to any man. We can't talk about it to any woman, but we can talk about it with God. And I pray that today, every pain we are going through, may the Lord give us the strength that cometh from his comforter, that cometh from the Holy Ghost. I pray today that every man or woman going through some level of pain, may the Holy Ghost, who is a comforter, be on your side in the name of Jesus. I am here to tell you, as God said, I should tell somebody under the sound of my voice, your pain today is opening a greater door for you. The Bible said, Jesus in Gethsemane, he said, my pain will not disqualify me. If you do away with your pain, there are certain things you may not be able to achieve. The discipline of yourself, denying oneself from spending and saving, denying oneself from the pleasure, from the momentary and immediate pleasure, and saving it for a future pleasure. I am here to tell somebody under the sound of my voice that whatever you are going through, whatever pain you are going through, I see it providing power for you in the name of Jesus. I see your pain providing for you. I see your pain producing power. I know you are going through some pain. When you put your head on the pillow, you start weeping. But I want you to look up unto God, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Every faith moves, most of the time, comes with pain. And every now and then, if you want to follow God, then you must come to the point that when you begin to sacrifice, then you have to go through pain. Come on, shout pain. The last point I want to release. Look, if you want to sacrifice something properly, then what you are sacrificing must first die. If you want to sacrifice a goat, for the goat to be able to be rendered to God, or for it to play its role, it must first die. When they die, it loses sense of its senses. Praise the Lord. If somebody ever told you that faith moves are painless, it's a lie. Every faith move goes with a sacrifice. You must die to it. You must lose your consciousness. This week, or this month, at the start of the month, I've already done all my sowing around. Every month I have special sowing I do. I sow a lot of money. Immediately I finished, I thought I was sitting down. Then a friend phoned me. He said, my mother has been admitted at the hospital. There is an immediate surgery that must be done. I say, wow. Say, wow. By the time I did what I have to do in obedience to God, on the first of this month, then the bank already sent you a message. They said, we want to tell you, you have stepped into the red line. You think these are steps? If you want to gain, go and ask Abraham. When they said sacrifice Isaac, you thought it was a gain. You thought it, that's why I'm using the word pain. I'll preach it properly next week. You want a good husband? You have to go through. Come on, say, You can't have your Boaz until you stay with your Naomi. You can't have a double portion until you cross Jordan with your Elijah. If you want your breakthrough, my mom, my late mom, many years ago, there were times they didn't have money to pay our fees. They crossed, they sold their cloth, sponsored our education. They went through pain for our gain. There are certain pain you go through. I'll preach it. There are certain points I'll release, certain scientific proofs. I am here to tell somebody under the sound of my voice. Maybe your parents are telling you to do things and you think they are tempering or they are temper upon something, upon one's freedom. The pain of your today, control, discipline, is producing a power for your tomorrow. Without that, you can't gain it. Let's pray. Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that give us power. Give us the spirit of endurance. That in spite of the pain, we will hold on until our victory comes. Father, give us the enduring spirit that Jacob had. That in spite of the dislocating of the joint, in spite of the pain, he still held on until his name was changed. May we hold on until our change come. We give it praise in Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen. Put your hands together for Jesus.